morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
What happens when summer vacation becomes a political controversy?
Well, we are finding out. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
So schools in Michigan are not supposed to start the academic year until after Labor Day. It's a state law.
It's been that way since 2005. That's when Governor Jennifer Granholm signed the post-Labor Day school start law.
And this was a highly controversial change. The tourism industry in Michigan had been seeking this for a while, but had always been blocked by school lobbyists who successfully argued the school calendar should be a local decision.
But a dozen years ago, Michigan was in a deep recession. Unemployment was higher than the national average, and tourism in northern Michigan was really suffering.
And signing the legislation was good politics. Republicans in the majority in the legislature wanted this bill, and Democratic Governor Jennifer Granholm was trying to get a jobs package through that same legislature.
So when GOP lawmakers sent her the bill, she signed it.
She signed it. It is hard to overstate how desperate Granholm and other policymakers were to jumpstart Michigan's economy and lay the recession to rest.
It also gave Granholm another issue to point to. She was getting ready to run for re-election the next year.
And the new law had an effect. August is now Michigan's busiest travel month.
So now, a dozen years later, a bill has been rolled out in this session to let schools once again start before Labor Day. The travel industry, though, and the Michigan Chamber of Commerce have gone to work to stop it.
Now, they failed to block it last month in the Senate Education Committee, where only one Republican lawmaker from northern Michigan voted against it. But this hearing showed the school versus business divide on this question.
Schools are saying they need the flexibility to set their own calendar. Resorts, though, and hotels and restaurants are saying, hey, this is not just about customers, that they also hire high school students to work during their busy season, and that repealing the law hits them on both ends of their business.
A compromise proposed, no classes allowed on Mondays and Fridays in the month of August. That wasn't enough to bring the tourism industry and the Michigan Chamber of Commerce on board.
So for now, they appear to have stopped it on the Senate floor.
But that power play doesn't mean everything is now static.
Nope.
The reality is you can't stop change. One effect we're seeing of this law is more year-round schools.
Because now school districts can get a waiver from the state for, among other things, adopting what's called a balanced calendar.
So school would be interrupted by more but shorter breaks, usually about 6 weeks.
Right. The idea then students don't forget so much as they do during a three-month-long summer break. Now, education reformers have been calling for this for a while now.
And more schools are adopting a version of a year-round calendar. We could see 100 more Michigan districts join the ranks of year-round schools by the start of the new school year. Whether it was strategic or an accident, well, it doesn't really matter, does it?
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.